USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. There are at least a dozen people reported dead in the wake of Wednesday's magnitude 7.4 earthquake in Taiwan. However, officials are still concerned the death toll could rise further, as many people remained trapped in collapsed highway tunnels or other structures in the aftermath. It was the worst earthquake to hit Taiwan in 25 years. Search and rescue operations were continuing Thursday. There have been hundreds of thousands of power outages resulting from severe storms in the central and northeastern U.S., and the severe weather is expected to continue for some. As of Thursday morning, there were more than 250,000 utility customers without electricity across eight states, from Maine west to Wisconsin. Severe winter weather was expected to continue for much of Thursday in New England. An Israeli military mistake that led to the deaths of seven World Central Kitchen aid workers in Gaza is not moving any policy needles at the White House, tragic as it may be.
You heard from the president in his statement. He's outraged and he's heartbroken. We are all heartbroken here.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. In a statement this week, President Biden said he would continue to press Israel to be more careful with the lives of civilians in the conflict. According to a recent Wall Street Journal poll, former President Trump is leading President Biden in six of the country's most fiercely contested states. USA's John Schaefer with the numbers.
Trump maintains a lead in six out of seven battleground states surveyed for the upcoming 2024 presidential election, with voters expressing significant reservations about both candidates, who happen to be the oldest to ever run in history. In Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina, Trump is ahead by margins ranging from 2 to 8 percentage points in a simulated ballot that does include third-party and independent candidates.
This is USA News.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
The future of a Texas immigration statute now rests with a federal appeals court in New Orleans. On Wednesday, the three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted both the federal government and Texas' legal team the opportunity to either challenge or support Texas SB 4.
Texas doesn't deport anybody. Texas takes them to the port of entry, and the United States then decides what to do.
That's Texas Solicitor General Aaron Nielsen, who assured the judges the law, which grants police agencies the authority to detain illegal immigrants, would not result in racial profiling. Government lawyers disagree. Taxpayers in the home city of the still reigning Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs are overwhelmingly rejecting a measure aimed at providing public money for stadium upgrades. By a 60-40 margin Tuesday, voters in Jackson County, Missouri, turned down the Chiefs and Kansas City Royals bid to attract tax incentives for a baseball stadium rebuild and a football stadium rehab. One Texas woman learning the hard way to return library books in her town. That's because in Navasota, Texas, it's considered a crime not to respond to a library book return summons. Now, mother Kaylee Morgan says she's been faced with an arrest warrant.
So it was a part of our homeschool study. It was a book. I don't even remember the title. It was a book on Vincent Van Gogh.
She was confronted with a $570 fine. She's managed to raise the money since then. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.